Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 312 of the Keep Moving Forward podcast with me, your host, Anthony DiDomenico, coming to you every week. Podcast is available at anchor.fm/KMF podcast. Also available on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. And while you're there, 5-star rate and review. All the bonus episodes are available on Patreon, patreon.com/KMF podcast. Built Bar's dropping some flashes, some flash sales. Check them out, builtbar.com. Use code WWBROPODCAST. Save 10% off your order. Sail Away Coffee, the best nitro brew out there. They got the cherry chocolate flavor available for Valentine's Day. Go check it out, sailawaycoffee.com. Use code WWBRO10. You will save 10% off your order there as well. And while you're checking things out, go over to Instagram, to John Ziegler Comedy. Give him a follow. Click the link in his bio and go watch his comedy special, John Ziegler, Getting My Affairs in Order. You do those things, and you'll be a happy person. That's the way it is. I'm coming to you a day late, recording a day later, and you're going to get the podcast probably a day later than you used to. I apologize. Yesterday was my niece's birthday. Happy birthday. Happy 6th birthday to my niece, Lydia. I can't believe she's 6 years old. It really does go by really fast. It's crazy how fast time goes when there are children around. And I planned on doing the podcast last night. Went out to dinner with my family. I got home and I just, my voice is still a little, my allergies are bothering me. I got a little bit of a cough. So last night was a lot worse and I was tired. I just went to bed and I'm like, you know what? Rest is probably the best thing. And we'll do the podcast tonight. Whenever you're listening to this, if this is the regular day you listen to it, then you didn't miss anything. If you're expecting it on Tuesday morning, I apologize. I didn't want to not do the show, so here we are now, pumping it out. I had a fun week. I wanted to talk to you guys about my week. I was promoting my comedy show all week, or the last few weeks. It was me, Ryan Marr, and Jimmy Palumbo over at the Belmore Firehouse. I want to thank AJ, my friend AJ, who, I was talking about on stage. We've known each other 40 years. We've known each other, been friends since kindergarten, since we were 5 years old. And we're almost 40 years into that. So thank you, AJ, for having me at the firehouse, for trusting me to put the show together. And thank you to everybody who came out. We had an awesome time. Ryan and Jimmy killed it. Both did an awesome job. I knew they would. I have so much fun performing with Ryan and Jimmy. We do put on a good show. If I'm going to toot my own horn here, I think the three of us work very well together. Three different styles, but all it makes the show go very smooth, and everybody had a good time. That was Saturday. After the show, Ryan wanted to come down to Matador. He's heard a lot about it, as you people have as well. He wanted to check out, well, he calls it Satrials. So he came down to the cigar lounge with me, and we had a cigar. I got to hang out with him a little bit more, which is nice because, you know, Ryan lives in Jersey, the next state over, and got to hang out with him for a little more, and that was fun. And just a nice end to the week. Then Sunday, I slept in. I went to my brother's house on Sunday. No one was there. I guess they were all out. And I then went to the cigar lounge and hung out for the rest of the day and got home by 10 o'clock, went to bed. And, you know, I knew the next day I'd be going to my brother's for my niece's birthday. And like I said, we went to dinner. I burnt my mouth on chicken pot pie. That chicken pot pie is hot. It's like it holds the heat. It just holds the heat. You know, it's not like in a juice, the chicken pot pie, but like in a gravy, so kind of like that thing. And it's hot. It's hot. I knew what I was eating. Like, my mouth is going to be burned tomorrow. I'm going to burn my mouth. I just saw it on the menu. It just jumped out to me, chicken pot pie. So I got it. Yeah, just, you know, one of those things that I can't turn down. I used to make the best chicken pot pie, actually, when I worked at King Cullen. I hands down, the best chicken pot pie I used to make, as well as tuna fish and a number of other things, even though I hate tuna fish. Anyway, I'm getting off topic. Do we even have a topic? Yes, but we're talking about things that happened this week and just other things, you know, as far as what's going on. So I had something very interesting last week. I had a Reiki healing session. My friend Lucia, you can follow her on Instagram. Please go and follow her on Instagram. Readings by Lulu B. She is a psychic medium. She is a licensed Reiki healer. And I'm not going to say instructor because she's not instructing. She's just performing it. Anyway, I've been to Lucia for readings before. And she's always been spot on, and people always like, well, she knows you, you're friends. She knows you, but it's not just, she's not just telling me about people that she knows that passed away. It's the things that she said during the readings and the messages that have come across that I haven't told anybody about, and things that I'm feeling that come across. And listen, if you believe in that stuff, awesome. I believe in that. I believe in an afterlife. I believe in people have the ability to communicate with people who have passed on. If you're a skeptic, you don't believe in it. You know, I don't judge anybody by what they believe. Don't judge me what I believe. But I've had really good experiences getting readings by Lucia. So once again, follow her on Instagram, Readings by Lulu B. If you're on Long Island, definitely schedule something. And this Reiki thing, I was nervous about it a little bit. I didn't know anything about it. And, you know, Lucia hit me up and said, hey, I think this, you'd really like this. You should try it. And me and trying something new doesn't exactly go hand in hand. But I said, you know what? I'll give it a go. Like, what do I have to lose? So first, I was talking to Lucia. She's like, yeah, there's a table. I'm not getting on a table. Not going to happen. I don't trust these tables. I'm not going to fall through a table. There's going to be more than Reiki healing to fix that. So she goes, no, you can sit in a chair if you want. It still works. I didn't know what to expect, but I went in with an open mind. I was sitting down. It started. It's very calming, very relaxing. And at one point, Lucia put her hand on top of my head, and I got filled with so much emotion. And she said, like, at that point, there was a lot of stuff coming out as far as just feelings. I guess that I was thinking of something, and I almost actually broke down and started crying. And I'm like, well, I can't cry during this. This is going to be embarrassing. I got a blindfold on. Not gonna do that. I'll wait to the podcast and I'll cry on the podcast. No, I'm just kidding. So the rest of it went on, and just like after it was done, I my bearings weren't with me a little bit. Like, I kind of felt like just very relaxed and calm, and like not like I'm not I'm it's a hard, I'm trying to hard to explain it. It's not coming across right. I'm not going to say, like, I just didn't feel like I was, it's kind of like when you're half asleep. And I sat down, I drank some water, I felt good, relaxed and calm. It's something I would do again. I recommend. And like I said, if you're on Long Island, I recommend going to readings by Lulu B and hitting up Lucia and getting this done. And I'm not one for, you know, trying, like I said, trying something new, trying something off the cuff like this, but I never felt more relaxed than during this session. It was nice to have, it felt like all stress just like leave my body for a little bit. It's a good feeling. You know, I think we carry a lot of stuff with us every day that if we could take a moment, even if it's an hour, and just have it just off our bodies and minds, it does wonders. And it's, I'm telling you, I wasn't a skeptic as far as like what the ability was or her ability to do this, but you know, I didn't know what it was. I didn't understand it, but it's something I would do again. Definitely something I would do again. You know, it's nice to be relaxed, you know? You know, especially I do tend to stress a lot and worry and make myself crazy, as we've talked about here before and as I've experienced on the podcast. This was just something a little different. But other than that, you know, the week was good. It was a uneventful week. Nothing really out of the ordinary. Worked, did my thing. I missed hockey. Hockey wasn't around because of the All-Star break. First Sunday without football. The Super Bowl's this weekend. My favorite holiday. One of my favorite holidays. I consider it a holiday. I took the day off the next day. So I got next Monday off, which I'm excited about. Nice 3-day weekend coming up. So this week, I'm actually looking forward to this week like ending. So I can get into the weekend. But, you know, I like sports a lot. And a lot of my free time is wrapped up in it. And when it's not on, you know, sometimes like, oh, what do I do now? Like we were down at the lounge and I'm like, what do I watch? And then, of course, wrestling's on. So you can watch wrestling. CM Punk got hurt. So he's not going to be at WrestleMania, which is sad. But here's the thing. I CM Punk said something and I want to play it because you know me, I find inspiration in different places than, you know, most people do. And, CM Punk, hold on here. I'm going to play it for you. I just want to bring the volume up.
You guys see me fight in the UFC? Yeah, not great. But damn it, I had a dream and I had an opportunity. And I was asked, do you want to do this? And I said yes, because it scared the crap out of me.
So that was from CM Punk's speech that he gave last week on Monday Night Raw about dealing with his injury and coming back. And when he was referencing there, so when CM Punk first left wrestling in 2014, he decided to pursue a dream of being a UFC fighter. And he never said it was easy. He never said it was a walk in the park. He had a name, he from WWE, and they knew they could make money off of him. So he got the opportunity. Worked his ass off, put everything he had into it, had two matches, got his ass kicked. People make fun of him for that, for the fact that he lost so bad. But what you're not seeing is, and to me, I think there's a tremendous amount of respect for someone who knows they're going to get beat. You know, walking in, it's not going to go well. You're going to get your ass kicked and still have the guts to be like, well, no, this is what I want to do. This is a dream of mine. I'm going to just go F it. Let's go. That could be motivation for you to do anything. You know, just because you're not going to do well doesn't mean you can't have fun with it. Just because you're not going to be the biggest star in the world doesn't mean you shouldn't try something. You know, I look at comedy, and it's been up and down for me for a few years now. And I guess if you're going to look at the dollars and cents, notoriety, you could say I'm a failure at it. I failed. I don't make a living from it. I don't do it as much as I used to. Nobody really knows who I am. There are people I started with who are famous, world famous, rich millionaires. I get it. But you know, when I was a kid, I didn't dream of being famous. I dreamt of being on a stage, telling jokes and making people laugh. And if you go by that, my dream comes true every time I get on stage. I think a lot of the times when we want an outcome, we think about it has to be this grandiose thing. It has to, and if it is, great, but success is not measured in money, in fame, notoriety. It's measured in what you get out of it and what you put into it. When I was pursuing my dream of being a comedian and going out there every night and doing it, I had my opportunities. I had some irons in the fire. Things didn't work out. But I look back at it very fondly at this time. Like, I've worked with incredible people. I've worked with a lot of famous people. People that I grew up watching on television, heard on the radio. I'll have those stories forever. They're mine. I met incredible people who I'm friends with from comedy. So just because you have a dream of something and you're not successful in the terms that, you know, people are, what they measure things by, that's what I mean, it's a failure and should stop you from achieving those dreams. You know, I actually just brought up to my friend Nick the other day something my mother said, or she used to say. We were saying something about before we get too old, and my mom used to say, as long as you're, I think, let me get the quote because I don't want to mess it up too much. Where is it? Oh, we were talking about the new Billy Joel song too, which kind of, anyway, as long as you're on this earth, you're not too old to do anything. So it's something that way. My mother, I'm butchering my mother's quote, but we were talking about something and I said, well, as long as you're here on this earth, it's never too late. You're never too old to try and do or do anything. And it's true. Absolutely true. So I guess what I'm getting at with this long-winded explanation of CM Punk and UFC and all this is that if there's something out there that you want to try or want to do, or you feel like you're stuck, it's okay. Just reevaluate the situation and go for it. You know, I was on a podcast earlier today as a guest, and when they were introducing me, they were kind of bringing up my weight loss journey and having success and losing weight and this and that. And right away I stopped and was like, well, no, I've gained weight and this and that, but I have. And, you know, I'm not talking about that right now, but I'm just saying I'm still down a significant amount of weight from where I started. I'm not happy where I am. I don't like where I am, but I'm not where I started. I didn't let it get that bad, and I'm still in the fight. And success is measured at different things. And if I wish I would have known this when I was being successful, or wish I would have heard this back when I started getting, you know, in my own head about things, about not being where I wanted to be at a certain time. And I could have just taken a step back and looked at it and be like, no, you're exactly where you should be. You're exactly where you're supposed to be. What you're doing is okay. You're good. Don't measure yourself to somebody else. Don't worry about what the scale says. You know, you're okay. I've had some dreams recently. And they said this would happen after the Reiki, some intense dreams, and I've had them about being at the old house. It was kind of happening before as well. But it seems like I dream a lot about being at the old house, with the house I grew up in. And I think a part of me, well, not a part, I know a part of me has a hard time of letting things go. And I do miss living there 100%. I love my apartment. I love where I live now. It feels like home to me. This is my home now, but that house was just, it was, like I said, it was more, I've talked about it before. It's more than a house. And I don't know why now I'm dreaming about it more and more. I don't know. I got to look into that. But I'm having these dreams that I'd like to explore. And some of them don't make sense. Like sometimes it's me and people there that never even lived there. I don't know. I can't remember it. I don't remember every single aspect of it, but it's just very real. I'm having, you know, very real when I'm in this situation. I don't know why I even brought that up. I don't know where I'm going with that. Just something that came to my head real quick. But anyway, so the rest of the week, the Islanders are back now. I'm excited about that. They won last night. We got Super Bowl Sunday this weekend. And here, I just wanted to say one thing about the Super Bowl. I love the Super Bowl. It's awesome. I think people need to just relax a little bit about Taylor Swift bashing and her being there, and who cares if they show her on TV. It's not a big deal. Don't let it consume your life. It's okay. She's famous. They're going to show her. Show, you know, she's the most famous person in the building. She will be on camera. If that ruins your day, you got a bigger issue. You got to go talk to somebody else. I think it's good for football. I think it's good for, it's bringing more eyes onto football. I think it's a good thing. It's crazy. It's funny, though. She actually turned down doing the halftime show before the season started. Imagine if she was the halftime show in a game that Travis Kelce was playing in. Now that's a story. Taylor Swift, you could have made this Super Bowl that much more of a story. And I would have liked it more because people have been losing their minds with the conspiracy theories and everything else that the NFL is scripted. and everything else about Taylor Swift. But seriously, enjoy. I know we're kind of a wellness podcast. We're trying to be good. But listen, I'm going to enjoy the food on Super Bowl Sunday. I'll be at my brother's house. It's always a good time there. He always has good food. The man owns a deli. He knows how to make it work. And listen, if you're, I'll give a plug now ahead of time. We'll give another plug, but get your orders in, Long Island, Finn's Deli. 4646 Merrick Road in Massapequa. Don't wait till the last minute. It's his busy season. So before I go, once again, please, please go to Instagram. Give a follow to Readings by Lulu B. Hit Lucia up and get a reading, a Reiki session. Oracle cards, whatever she offers, go check it out. I want to thank everybody who joined us here tonight. Everybody listening at home on your podcast, listening devices. This has been episode 312 of the Keep Moving Forward podcast. We are played in and out each week by Hollow and their single, Something to Believe. My best friend wrote this song. That's right, Nick wrote this song. Check it out on iTunes. And while you're there, his new band, Demon Scar, dropping new music. Got some shows coming up. Check him out, demonscar.bandcamp.com. Like I said before, Long Island, only one place to go for your Super Bowl catering needs. That's Finn's Deli, 4646 Merrick Road in Massapequa. Tell my brother Mike you heard the plug on the show and get an Uncle Cheese, the best sandwich out there. Not because it's named after me. The place is just that good. Once again, thank you so much to everybody who joined us on this week's episode. I hope you have an awesome week. Happy Super Bowl Sunday. I'll talk to you next week. Have a good one.